This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Acupril, Acupril. Active ingredient, S. Quinapril hydrochloride, Quinapril hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Acupril. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Acupril. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Acupril? Acupril contains the active ingredient quinapril hydrochloride, an angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitor. Hypertension. Acupril is used to lower high blood pressure, hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood all around your body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems, including stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. Heart failure. Acupril is also used to treat heart failure. Heart failure means that the heart muscle is weak and cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply all the blood needed throughout the body. Heart failure is not the same as heart attack and does not mean that the heart stops. Heart failure may start off with no symptoms, but as the condition progresses, patients may feel short of breath or may get tired easily after light physical activity such as walking. Some patients may wake up short of breath at night. Fluid may collect in different parts of the body, often first noticed as swollen ankles and feet. Acupril works by widening your blood vessels, which reduces pressure in the vessels, making it easier for your heart to pump blood around your body. This helps increase the supply of oxygen to your heart, so that when you place extra demands on your heart, such as during exercise, your heart may cope better, and you may not get short of breath as easily. What should I know before I use Acupril? Warnings. Do not use Acupril if 1. You have an allergy to Acupril, or any other medicine containing quinapril, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 2. You have taken any other ACE inhibitor medicine before, which caused your face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet to swell up, or made it hard for you to breathe. 3. You or your family have a history of swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet for no apparent reason. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itchiness, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, muscle pain, or tenderness, or joint pain. If you have had an allergic reaction to an ACE inhibitor before, you may be allergic to Acupril. Use of ACE inhibitors have been associated with syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, SIADH and subsequent low blood sodium levels. Your doctor may also wish to do a blood test to monitor your sodium levels, to ensure they are within normal limits. In the elderly, and other at-risk patients, sodium levels may be monitored more frequently. 4. You have kidney problems, or a condition called renal artery stenosis. 5. You have regular dialysis for blood filtration. 6. You are currently taking a blood pressure lowering medicine containing alliskiren, or with medicines known as angiotensin receptor blockers, ARB, or other ACE inhibitors, and you have the following conditions: diabetes, kidney problems, high levels of potassium in your blood, congestive heart failure. 7. You have chronic heart failure and you are taking sacubitril/valsartan combination, e.g. Entresto, a neutral endopeptid ACE inhibitor. Taking Acupril with this medicine increases your risk of angioedema, which includes rapid swelling of your face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat and may result in difficulty swallowing or breathing. 8. You are pregnant or breastfeeding. Acupril may enter your womb, or it may pass into the breast milk and there is the possibility that your baby may be affected. 9. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. have, or have had, any other medical conditions, especially the following: kidney problems, or are having dialysis, liver problems, heart problems, low blood pressure, which you may notice as dizziness, or lightheadedness, diabetes, high levels of potassium in your blood, psoriasis, red patches on your skin, or worsening of already existing psoriasis, are following a very low salt diet, are about to receive desensitization therapy for an allergy, are about to undergo dialysis or lipoprotein apheresis, are about to have surgery or a general anesthetic, take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. If you become pregnant while taking Acupril, tell your doctor immediately. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed children. The safety and effectiveness of Acupril in children have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Acupril and affect how it works. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following: other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, other medicines that work in a similar fashion to ACE inhibitors, such as angiotensin receptor blockers, these are used to treat high blood pressure and or heart failure, diuretics, also known as fluid or water tablets, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, or COX-2 inhibiting medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis, potassium supplements, or potassium-containing salt substitutes, lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, tetracycline antibiotics, trimethoprim, or trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole, medicines used to treat bacterial infections. Tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following blood pressure lowering medicines: angiotensin II receptor blocker, ARB, aliskiren. For some patients, Acupril should not be taken in combination with these medicines. Your doctor may check your kidney function, blood pressure and the amount of electrolytes, e.g. potassium in your blood at regular intervals. Tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following medicines: MTOR inhibitors, e.g. temozolomus, used in the treatment of kidney cancer, DPP-IV inhibitors, e.g. vildagliptin, used in the treatment of diabetes. Taking Acupril in combination with these medicines may increase your risk of having an allergic reaction. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Acupril. How do I use Acupril? How much to take? For high blood pressure, for most patients not on diuretics, the usual starting dose is 5 mg to 10 mg taken once a day. The dose may need to be increased depending upon your blood pressure at an interval of 4 weeks. Most patients take between 10 mg and 40 mg each day. For heart failure, the usual starting dose is 5 mg taken once a day. In most patients, effective doses are between 10 mg and 20 mg a day. When to take Acupril? Your doctor will advise whether the dose is to be taken as a single dose or as two separate doses, one in the morning and one at night. Take Acupril at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. Take Acupril before meals. Food with a high fat content may interfere with the absorption of Acupril. How to take Acupril? Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew the tablets. If you forget to use Acupril, Acupril should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you use too much Acupril, if you think that you have used too much Acupril, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately telephone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Acupril? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Acupril. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking Acupril, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking Acupril, you may feel faint, lightheaded, or sick. This is because your blood pressure is dropping suddenly. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you have excess vomiting or diarrhea while taking Acupril. You may lose too much water and salt and your blood pressure may drop too much. Tell your doctor immediately if you feel lightheaded or dizzy after taking your first dose of Acupril or when your dose is increased. This is especially important if you are taking Acupril for heart failure. If you are going to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Acupril. Your blood pressure may drop suddenly. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Acupril. Acupril may interfere with the results of some tests as it can result in sodium blood levels that are lower than the normal limits. Have your blood pressure checked when your doctor says to make sure Acupril is working. Go to your doctor regularly for a checkup. Your doctor may occasionally do a blood test to check your potassium levels and see how your kidneys are working. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Acupril to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Things that would be helpful for your blood pressure or heart failure. Some self-help measures suggested below may help your condition. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about these measures and for more information. Alcohol. Your doctor may advise you to limit your alcohol intake. Weight. Your doctor may suggest losing some weight to help lower your blood pressure and help lessen the amount of work your heart has to do. Some people may need a dietitian's help to lose weight. Diet. Eat a healthy diet which includes plenty of fresh vegetables, fruit, bread, preferably whole grain, cereals, and fish. Also eat less sugar and fat, especially saturated fat which includes sausages, fatty meats, full cream dairy products, biscuits, cakes, pastries, chocolates, chips, and coconut. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats from olive oil, canola oil, avocado, and nuts are beneficial in small quantities. Salt. Your doctor may advise you to watch the amount of salt in your diet. To reduce your salt intake, you should avoid using salt in cooking or at the table and avoid cooked or processed foods containing high sodium, salt levels. Exercise. Regular exercise, maintained over the long term, helps to reduce blood pressure and helps get the heart fitter. Regular exercise also improves your blood cholesterol levels, helps reduce your weight and stress levels, and improves your sleep, mood, and ability to concentrate. However, it is important not to overdo it. Before starting any exercise, ask your doctor about the best kind of program for you. Smoking. Your doctor may advise you to stop smoking, or at least cut down. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for further information and advice. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Acupril affects you. As with other ACE inhibitor medicines, Acupril may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or tiredness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Acupril before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. If this occurs, do not drive. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Drinking alcohol. Be careful if you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up. It is suggested you get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Drinking alcohol may make these symptoms worse. If it does, reduce your consumption of alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Mild side effects. Mild side effects. Feeling lightheaded, dizzy, or faint. Dry cough. Headache. Feeling sick, nausea, or vomiting. Stomach pain. Diarrhea. Constipation. Unusual tiredness or weakness, fatigue. Feeling drowsy or sleepy during the day. Hair loss or thinning. Dry mouth or throat. Taste disturbances or loss of taste. Confusion or nervousness. Back pain. Rash. Difficulty in getting or maintaining an erection. Impotence. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these mild side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Disturbed vision. Symptoms of sunburn, such as redness, itching, swelling, blistering, which may occur more quickly than normal. Itchy, raised, or red skin rash. Signs of worrying or frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Aching, tender, or weak joints or muscles not caused by exercise. Feelings of deep sadness and unworthiness, depression. Severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. Passing little or no urine. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. What to do? Call your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of these serious side effects. More serious side effects. More serious side effects. Fainting within a few hours of taking a dose. Fast or irregular heartbeat. Shortness of breath or tightness in the chest. Sudden onset of stomach pains or cramps with or without nausea or vomiting. Pink or red itchy spots on the skin, which may blister and progress to form raised, red pale scented marks. Severe flaking or peeling of the skin. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Chest pain. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these more serious side effects. Stop taking Acupril as well. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. 1. Acupril contains active ingredients. Main ingredient: Acupril 5 mg, 5 mg quinapril hydrochloride per tablet. Acupril 10 mg, 10 mg quinapril hydrochloride per tablet. Acupril 20 mg, 20 mg quinapril hydrochloride per tablet. Other ingredients: inactive ingredients, magnesium carbonate hydrate, lactose monohydrate, gelatin, crospovidone, magnesium stearate, candelilla wax, Opidri Complete Film Coating System Y-5-9020 Brown, Opidri Y-5-9020 G. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Acupril looks like. Acupril 5 mg, reddish brown, oval, biconvex, film coated tablet with bisecting score on both sides and embossing 5 on both sides in opposite direction or star 4-0-9-2-6. Acupril 10 mg, reddish brown triangular, biconvex film coated tablet with bisecting score on both sides and embossing 10 on one side or star 4-0-9-2-8. Acupril 20 mg, reddish brown, round, biconvex film coated tablet, with bisecting score on both sides and embossing 20 on one side or star 4-0-9-3-0. A box of Acupril contains 30 tablets. Who distributes Acupril? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd, Sydney, New South Wales, toll-free number 1-800-675-2229, www.pfizermedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2022. Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd 2022. Registered trademark.